Let me show you the next YouTuber I've been looking at, actually. It's these two young guys. I've been just constantly seeing them pop up off on my channel. This guy as well. 1.3k subscribers. I remember seeing his videos when he was literally getting like a few views. Like, he started 7 months ago, so this is a lot more realistic. 7 months ago, and he's got 1k subscribers. He'll probably be monetized soon. So for monetization, to make money from YouTube, you need 1,000 subscribers, and you also need 4,000 watch hours. That can take about like a year is on average, and he'll probably get there in about 8 to 9 months. Or he might, potentially he could be there soon. He's got quite a short video, so maybe just not yet. You see, he has a very active audience. That's actually a very, very good amount of views for his subscriber count. So he gets on average about 400, like about 400 to 600, 700 of his subscribers are active. And usually it's about 20%. So 20% of your subscribers are usually active if you have like a pretty good channel. So he's got like about a 40%, which is really good. If you look at like some big YouTubers, let's say this guy here, he's got 250k and he gets 30k, 60k, 30k. So if he had a decent level, it'd be about 50k. So he's about average, 50, like he gets about 50k. That's like 20%. If you go on to like Ali Abdul, he has 2.85 million, so it should be about 500k per video. So Ali Abdul is actually below average engagement, and that's generally what does happen when you've got such a high number of subscribers. If you look at mine, 390k, so it should be about just under 80k per video. And we get, if we give it about a space day, 140, 80, 76. We get about 20%, slightly over 20%, maybe about 30%, and a bunch of videos do go above 100k as well. So about 35%. These ones here are quite nice as well, actually. Yeah, so about 35%. What do I think about YouTube Shorts? Do them, just don't really rely on them. Some YouTubers have like really, really popped off because they've just made YouTube Shorts, and that's fantastic. You can't get across the same level of value in what we're trying to do. We're not just trying to grow our challenges, our channels, but we're also trying to like provide value and give some really good advice and inspire people. Generally, you can do it to a small extent on a YouTube short. So my idea is like, just do both. Focus on one short-ish video per day, if possible. I think that's the absolute best case scenario, is you post every single day. You gotta know this right now, and I know that seems overkill. The reason why like our success is like fucking popping is because we have a team of editors that are helping us post every single day. It's insane, and it makes me realize now, you guys need to know this if you're trying to grow on YouTube. You're irrelevant. If you don't post almost every single day, you become irrelevant. Now you're probably thinking, wait, there's some big YouTubers who don't post every day and they're not. The truth is that people's attention spans are quite literally like seconds these days. You all know this, right? So the moment that you haven't posted something today, it's kind of like they've kind of forgotten about you up until they see you posted on their YouTube page again. So if it's every couple of days, that's like, it's acceptable, but it needs to be like often. It needs to be multiple times a day, multiple times a week, if possible. Yeah, I'm recording this. And that's really true. What someone's just said then. What's your name? It's Victory again. Big YouTubers have an established fan base, so they can afford not to upload as often. You can't. No, you're a fucking nobody. No one knows you. And so you want to be in people's faces every single day. Because when someone sees your video, it's kind of like sales. When someone sees your product for the first time, it's not actually the first time that they usually go and buy. And it's not actually the first time someone sees your video on their page. That's usually not when they get invested into your channel. It's because you start like deep throating the YouTube algorithm and you're dominating. They just keep on seeing your annoying ass face on their YouTube homepage. That's when they really like get into you. All the times people have spoken to me, they've always said the same thing. Like, oh, you just kept on appearing on my homepage. And then that's when like I really, really noticed you. What I would suggest is the first videos that you make them similar to this, where it's just here. Fuck. Make nice and simple videos. We'll find them now. Similar to this. So what this guy's posted here, Soccer, I'll show you the link with you guys. Sure, Soccer. He's posted a 4-minute video, which is just extreme. It's just like, it's barely edited. I think there was like one cut that he made.
So in this video, we're going to be talking about Hamza, and Hamza's wrong. So a lot of his advice is based around this constant conviction in what he's saying is right. And even in the video that he's made on his Unfiltered channel about making a YouTube video criticizing me, by doing that, what we're actually doing is feeding into his own reality. And
so what he's done here, he could, like, you've seen him on camera, right, for the first 30 seconds then. And he's not perfect on camera. He, like, you know, he looks away and everything, and that's fair enough. But he could make, like, a better video if he took the time to really edit it and go through it. And, you know, if he, like, really studied a script before he recorded. But then that would delay how frequent he can actually post his content, and that would slow his growth. So what he's actually done with a video like this, that it would actually work better for him to consistently post those kinds of videos. Should you try to find unique niches when it comes to self-improvements? Not exactly. Your unique niche is the way that you go about self-improvement. That idea of, you know, like, focus on a niche, it doesn't really apply to us because the niche of self-improvement isn't exactly a niche in the first place. So the niche is, for example, it's someone who really gets into just fitness, or it's someone who really gets into to teaching you about sleep. But we're people who, like, go through all of those topics. So the niche for us is literally just all niches. It's a bit weird. But the specific, like, selling point, like, the niche for it is that it's you. It's your advice. You have to, like, one of the best things that you can do as an early creator is try to show off as much of your real, authentic, weird, spurgy personality as possible. And that's so difficult because you've never valued that part of yourself. You must understand that YouTube is such a viral, like, it is the, like, essentially it's like the most popular website in the world. Of course there's like this Google and stuff, but in terms of the ones like of like social media, it's YouTube. And every type of person goes onto YouTube. You need to show as real of your personality as possible and not act like someone else. I remember I would continuously keep thinking this to myself. I have to try and be as 100% as unfiltered and as real as possible. Because you know why? Because then the people who are truly like me will come and find my videos. If you start acting like someone else, and you know, you can get inspiration, that's fine. But if you start acting like someone else, if you watch my videos and you start wanting to like talk like me and stuff, you'll attract some people, you'll attract some of my people, but you won't be able to keep it up. Best case scenario is that you act like literally exactly how like you normally do in front of the camera. So you can see that pretty much everyone we show, it's, you can tell that they're not at that stage yet. You can tell that they still feel a little bit awkward. One of the practices you can do is turn the camera on, let it record, and literally just like fuck around for a few minutes, pretend it's not even recording. You know, like, I don't know if you guys do this, but just when you're by yourself, you're just making like weird fucking noises and you're just like mouth breathing, you're just fucking around doing some weird shit. Like, let that happen first, and obviously you can crop that bit out of the video. And then it's like, you're just kind of like loosened up. And that's what we need. We need that real authentic vibe. I started like actually gaining traction on YouTube when I started like just doing weird shit. And I was like punching the camera, I was swearing, I was just acting exactly how I was.